Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This podcast is supported by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Just because we can do it alone doesn't mean we should. We're so much stronger and more effective when we have support. So why not build some into your life? BetterHelp makes that easier with online therapy that's affordable, flexible, and you can start the process in minutes. Be the best you can be with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/theEnglishWeSpeak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/theEnglishWeSpeak for 10% off your first month.
Welcome to The English We Speak with me, Phil.
And me, Feifei.
We have a phrase which means to know about something or to be involved in it. It's in on something.
In on something. What's something that we can be in on, Phil?
Well, you know, there are all those discussions about where we have our team meal. I could ask you if you are in on those discussions.
I'm not in on them. And seeing as no one ever seems to be able to agree, I'm glad I'm not in on them. Let the others sort it out.
That sounds sensible. So, here, in on means be involved in, but it can also be about knowing about something.
Yes, we can use it for things like secret. I'll let you in on a secret. The team meal that everyone's arguing about. I heard from the boss that the company's paying for it, if they can ever agree about where to go. But it's a secret. I shouldn't really be letting you in on it.
Okay, forget we said that. Listen to these examples instead.
That project looks like so much fun. I really need to get in on it.
We're planning a surprise party for Ahmed. We're all in on the secret, but don't tell him.
Are you in on the latest news about Paola? It's so exciting. I can't wait to tell you.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the phrase in on it, which means to know about or be involved in something that is happening.
We often use it with the verb let when it's about a secret, or get if it's about being involved in something.
Sometimes if you manage to get in on something exciting, they let you in on a lot of secrets that not many other people know.
Well, hopefully we've let you in on how to use in on something.
We'll let you in on the secrets of another phrase in the next episode. See you then.
Bye.